The Ontario government has increased access to the Ontario Seniors Dental Care Program and the Seniors Co-Payment Program, but the NDP says more needs to be done. On August 1, 2024, the annual income eligibility thresholds for the Ontario Seniors Dental Care Program and the Seniors Co-Payment Program will be increased for single Ontarians aged 65 and over from $22,200 to $25,000, and from $37,100 to $41,500 for couples. By breaking down barriers to accessing these programs, we are making it faster and easier for low-income seniors to connect to the care they need, when they need it, says Sylvia Jones, Minister of Health. The Ontario Seniors Dental Care Program connects almost 150,000 low-income seniors to free, routine dental care each year. Eligible seniors are encouraged to apply by going online and downloading and printing the application form or by picking one up at their local public health unit. Seniors who are eligible under the new income thresholds can apply starting July 1. The Seniors Co-Payment Program helps keep costs down for low-income seniors who need prescription medications by reducing co-pays to $2 or less and removing annual deductibles. Launched in 2019, the Ontario Seniors Dental Care Program helps connect eligible low-income seniors across the province with free, routine dental care. To date, over 149,000 seniors have enrolled in the program. Seniors who do not have a social insurance number, SIN, or did not file taxes last year, can still apply. NDP Seniors critic Lise Vajois says this is just a first step. Factors like the cost of living should have been factored in years ago when making these thresholds. We must continue to adjust these figures to reflect current economic realities, so seniors don't have to endure excruciating wait times for essential dental care, said Vajois. The next step for the Conservative government is to work with dentists, community health centers, and Aboriginal health access centers to increase the number of providers that serve seniors through the OSDCP. Health critic France Gelinas says, while this change is a positive development, it's important to remember that the cost of everything has gone up under this Conservative government. The Ontario cutoff will still leave many low-income seniors ineligible and without care.